Just a couple of minutes ago, as I was carrying the book of the Gospels here, we heard the following acclamation: Our Savior, Jesus Christ, destroyed death and brought life to light through the Gospel. Our Savior destroyed death. This is a very powerful statement, and really the essence of our faith. We believe that Christ, by his passion, death, and resurrection, destroyed eternal death. And in turn, he offered us eternal life. We are the people that hope to live forever. We are the people that believe that we can never die. Eternal life, however, is a gift. And gifts are not imposed on anyone, but rather offered to be welcomed or not. If we say yes, if we accept the Lord's gift of fullness of life, then we should really live as people that are filled with life and believe in life. And that is as people that look at life with faith, hope, and with love. Some in the world, and perhaps some of us at times, live as if Christ had lost the battle and eternal death had conquered the world. Sometimes we lack in faith and become hopeless. Sometimes we might even become paralyzed by fear or overwhelmed by anger at the thought that evil forces will end up taking over the world and no one is doing anything about it. It is then that we need to ask the Lord, Lord, I want to see. Lord, I want to see the world as someone that believes in your victory over death, with faith, hope, and love, and not so much with fear or anger. Another way to look at reality is that of thinking that the country is completely falling apart and that the evil one is driving the destiny of nations. The Christian, however, looks at the world, at others, and even at himself in a different way, rooted in the conviction that Christ, our Savior, destroyed death and brought life to light through the gospel. This new way of looking at the world is not a naive one, but rather a new way of seeing, the Christian way. In the world you will have trouble, said the Lord, but take courage, I have conquered the world. In a few moments, the Savior, the conqueror, the victor, the Lord, will become present on the altar. And we ask him today that he may have mercy on us and renew in us the gift of sight so that we may see him on the altar, reigning and victorious. And we ask him to renew our gift of sight to also see him in our neighbor and in the world, with a sight filled with faith, hope, and love, which he gives if we are open to that gift.